Good afternoon, Alicia.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And what is the Igloo-Tag trademark?
So the Igloo-Tag trademark is a mark, which as it sounds, has an igloo on it, that was created by the federal government, so the Department of Indigenous and Northern Affairs, back in 1958, that was meant to protect Inuit artists against fraudulent work coming in from overseas that threatened the integrity of the market and would reduce the value of primarily sculptures at the time made by Inuit artists. And so it marks works that are made by Inuit artists. It's often called just the Igloo tag because it's generally printed on a white tag on the front flap, which opens up with information about the artist who made the work, the community where they made it, and a description of the piece and the year that it was made. So it provides important information about the piece, connects the piece to an artist for collectors or buyers who often aren't buying the artwork directly from the artist, and it's an important way to close that loop for people and protect the integrity of an artist's work.
Okay, so where did it come from?
So it came from the government. The federal government commissioned someone to draw the trademark. They registered it in 1958, and up until last year, they controlled it and administered it completely, decided who could be licensed and who could use it. But in the summer of 2017, they transferred the control of the trademark to the Inuit Art Foundation. So now the IAF is managing the trademark.
Okay, so when did the Inuit Art Foundation take control?
So we took control of the trademark a year ago, just about, and it was after quite a long series of discussions and consultations with artists across the North and also licensees in the South and stakeholders, other stakeholders, collectors, galleries, other Inuit groups. And, you know, there's a number of reasons that we took it, the most important being that a trademark that is intentionally about Inuit identity should be led by Inuit, and how it's used should be determined by Inuit artists themselves. The federal government, I think, created the mark that was actually really forward-looking because it protects artist rights, but it was primarily only licensed to be used by big wholesalers and cooperatives, which don't exist in Nunatsiavut, for example. And so a number of artists, including most of those in Nunatsiavut, have not had access to the trademark to protect their work and increase its value. Based on a 2017 study, The Impact of the Inuit Arts Economy, we know that every piece that is accompanied by the trademark, so has it attached, is worth about $117 more to a buyer than one without. And so it adds about $3.5 million to the economy every year. And one of our big goals with the program is to make sure that more artists like those in Nunatsiavut have access to that trademark so that they're protected, but also they can increase the value of their work.
So why haven't people heard about this before?
So the reason that most people haven't heard about it is that it hasn't really been available in the North. As I mentioned, the trademark was really licensed to big wholesale organizations, and so those were primarily located in Nunavik and what is now Nunavut, but also almost entirely applied in southern Canada. So when a work was shipped south for sale or to a wholesaler that would then be sold to a gallery owner, it would be tagged in the south, and so artists did not really have control over that part of their marketing. This was compounded in a place in Nunatsiavut specifically because the government did not provide the same kind of marketing support to artists in the territory that they did throughout some of the rest of the Arctic. And so there isn't the same kind of cooperative system or marketing system set up for artists in Labrador. And so the trademark never really made it there. There are a few artists in Nunatsiavut whose work has had the trademark applied, but it's very minimal, and it certainly hasn't been available in communities. And so now, as part of our re-envisioning and expansion, it's been a key priority for the IAF to get into communities in Nunatsiavut to have this conversation, introduce the tag in many instances, talk about what it is and why it's important, get feedback from people, and then see how it can work for artists in the territory.
So who uses it and why is it used?
So it's used by artists, but mostly galleries and people who are selling work. So it could be artists who are selling directly, but right now that's not really happening, but mostly galleries and wholesalers, and they display it next to the work as kind of a marketing tool because it tells a buyer who made it, when it was made, where it was made. It provides that link to authenticity, and it guarantees that the work is by an Inuit artist and not like a cast molded multiple that was made overseas or by another artist who is creating work with similar subject matter, but who is not Inuit. And that's important protection for the artist and also for the buyer. And so because they know more about where the piece comes from, as I said, in general, they will pay more for the work. So it's a marketing tool primarily.
So how does it benefit artists?
It benefits artists in a couple ways. The first is that they are able to have it applied because most collectors of Inuit art in Canada and internationally recognize the trademark because it's been around for 60 years in southern galleries. So as part of the study, it was asked, you know, is the Igloo tag important to you as a collector? And overwhelmingly, people say, yes, it is. And I have seen people not want to buy things in a gallery because it doesn't have the trademark, because people are worried about authenticity or not supporting Inuit artists directly. It also benefits artists because you can increases the value of the work. And so because collectors look for it, we know that they will pay more for work that has an Igloo tag attached. Beyond that, we in discussing the Igloo tag with artists, it's been important for artists in particular to be able to have access to a trademark that denotes Inuit artists, and for people to be shut out of that when it's not their choice is not okay. And so people can choose to use it or not, but we think it's important that that choice is made available to them.
Alicia, I'd like to thank you for this information about the Igloo tag trademark, and have a nice day.
Thank you so much. We hope everybody comes to the consultations. We're really interested in the feedback.